Beat.
Last one of the week tomorrow. Email talkabeat102103.com. Let's get straight to it. Hi guys, I have a dilemma for you. Went round to a girl's house that I'm kind of seeing for dinner the other night. She offered a cook and I thought, fair play. Got there and she did soup for starter. Not terribly creative, but we move. What happens next is where we have an issue. I must point out that I grew up in Kilmore Quay and I'm used to eating nothing but fresh fish.
Oh, lovely part of the world.
Even from the local chipper, I know I'm eating fresh. Anyway, for mains, this girl fed me Donegal Catcha. That's in capital letters. I couldn't believe it. I moved it around the place and faked a bit of a headache because I just had to get out of there. I didn't have it out with her there, but since then I've ignored her messages since Monday. It's such an insult to serve up this so-called fish to me, given my upbringing. How would you approach this?
No, I'm sorry. No. Like, you... Where does one begin?
Did you make it clear to this girl that your delicate palate can only accept fresh fish and that's it?
I'm on the Donegal Catch website because, like, I eat Donegal Catch. I cook it. Like, I really think you're being harsh. Don't get me wrong. I understand you've grown up in Kilmore Quay, beautiful part of the world. I've been down there.
The fish are only hopping out of the water onto your plate in Kilmore Quay and Dunmore East and places like that.
But I've had the fish and chips in the local chip shop and I know what you mean. It's second to none. It's beautiful. It's stunning. But, like, what is wrong with a bit of Donegal Catch? Do you know? Like, Okay, but are you going to, like, dump the girl because she cooked you Donegal Catch? Like, let me say that sentence again. You're going to dump a girl because she cooked you a bit of frozen fish.
I don't know if he's going to dump her.
You're ignoring her messages.
He just needs to approach this delicate issue with her.
Approach what? Yeah. The girl cooked you a bit of fish.
It's an insult, he says. They're his words. It's such an insult.
Why she didn't cook a fish in the first place?
Oh, I love
fish.
I love fish. A bit of fish and potatoes and a bit of peas on the side. That's an elite dinner in my opinion. Like, I am baffled by the fact that you feel so strongly about the fish incident.
I'm baffled that you ignored her since Monday.
Yeah, the messages. Like, imagine,
the poor girl doesn't know what she's done wrong.
Like, someone asked you, like, are you still chatting to that girl? No, I can't because she served me frozen fish. Like, I don't know what to say to her. Like, if you feel that strongly about it, you just go, hey, hun, not a massive fan of Donegal Catch. Can we maybe pick up some fresh fish? Like, God, this is crazy. Like, I love fresh fish, but I also love a bit of frozen. Isn't, you know, like, I really don't see what the big issue is.
You are a little bit delicate, my friend, I have to say. If you didn't like this, I mean, fair enough, but, like, she didn't know, so it's just to ignore her. It's just so
what,
harsh.
Though? She cooked you dinner.
She no, he doesn't like frozen fish.
I know, but, like, please, how is she, like, is that something you put on your Tinder bio? Like, does not like frozen fish, fresh fish only from Kilmore Quay. Like, would that not be a big red flag if someone put that up as, like, information about
Gillian, what do you think?
Not much really to say. He's a bit of a clown, really. Sorry, I know you've emailed into us, but I'm calling you a clown. Like, I mean, you have a point. It's like, I don't like fish, but I would get it. Like, I don't like frozen stuff. There's not anything to cancel a date over.
No.
To fake a headache to go home. Like, what a loser.
Like, the whole thing is just a bit
bizarre. Okay, let's get your quick thoughts on this. What would you say to this guy? How should he approach the situation after ignoring her for how many days? Right, let's get to some of your messages.
Worse than I'd make, love.
Okay, I love this. Hun, you grew up on cod and haddock from Kilmore Quay. Not caviar from a beluga whale.
What a word that I can't say on the radio. I'd shove the fish so far up you'd be eating it for the day. Huge red flag for me if he's acting like this over a fish. Donegal Catch isn't cheap either. She had a lucky escape. You're ghosting her with your ghosting, says Elaine.
Okay, Paul the van driving chef says, I dislike that man immensely.
I love that.
That was it.
Yeah.
No, he didn't need to say anymore.
Really sums up how you feel. As a chef with plenty of experience, there are restaurants out there serving a lot worse than Donegal Catch.
Okay. Guys, me and my mum were listening to the dilemma and there's nothing wrong with a bit of frozen fish. If he was so bothered by frozen fish, why doesn't he go catch his own?
Good morning, Louisa here. I only cook frozen fish because I hate the smell left in the house. Fresh, I'll pay someone to cook for me. The Dinky in Quartown is an absolute must.
I've
heard that, actually. I've never been.
Can you do the Ross Carroll right. Kelly accent?
Okay, is it like that?
One? Yeah, it is, yeah.
We don't have a name. Here, you can imagine the voice. This is like Ross Carroll.
The voice note
Kelly.
Going to the lads, yeah. You say.
Right, guys, I've just left the bird's house and to say I'm going to vom. She had the audacity to serve up frozen fish. Like, doesn't she know I was raised on the finest cuisine from like Kilmore Key? Like, well, it's the last she'll see of this Kilmore catch. Totes ignore it for the next few days until I like shake the smell of poor people from my clothes. That was horrendous. Anyway, guys, still on for polo tomorrow, yeah?
You summed up the dilemma perfectly in 30 seconds.
We don't need
there.
To say anything else.